Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Backyard Labrish. This evening we have the pleasure of having a very distinguished guest, and my co-host today is a friend of Jamaica. By the way, this is Margaret, and I'm the host of Backyard Labrish. My co-host is a friend of Jamaica, Donna. And Donna, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and I have the pleasure of introducing Donna Robinson, who is co-hosting the show with me today. Because our guest and our show today is about education, and this particular group that we're promoting today helps children both in Jamaica and across the USA. And Donna will tell us about our very distinguished visitor.
Okay, well, thank you. Well, we have the pleasure of having Mr. Conrad Ingram. Is actually Dr. Ingram, who was born in Jamaica, and he obtained his Bachelor of Science and his Ph.D. degree in chemistry from the University of West Indies. And he is a member of the chemistry faculty at Clark Atlanta University in Atlanta, Georgia. He's also the co-founder of the Benevolent Missions of Atlanta and is serving as the organization's first president. For 6 years, though, he served as an education committee member for the Atlanta Jamaican Association, during which he was very instrumental in raising scholarship funds and administering scholarships for U.S. College-bound students of Jamaican heritage and hosting forums to encourage and inspire students to attend college. And we're talking about kindergarten through the high school, through 12th grade. And that's pretty neat to actually encourage them to attend college. And he was also instrumental in extending the Atlanta Jamaican Association scholarships to needy Jamaican students who are attending U.S. colleges already, as well as introduced initiatives to extend the scholarship funds to address vital needs in the Jamaican schools. As a chemistry professor and academic researcher, he's attracted over $18 million in research funds for his university from private contracts and federal grants. This has afforded him significant leverage to offer scholarships, stipends, and other financial supports to students from around the globe, including the United States, Caribbean, China, Middle East, and Africa, and to engage them in cutting-edge scientific research. Since 2003, he's been conducting an annual summer program in chemistry at his university for 20 to 30 of the Metro Atlanta's brightest science-based high school students in a rigorous six-week program.
Wow.
Dr. Ingram has actually published and presented over 80 papers in several scientific journals at national and international conferences in the United States, the Caribbean, Africa, Canada, Europe, South America, and Asia. His research activities in the area of renewable energy, environmental remediation, chemistry to provide clear drinking water, and advanced materials. His scientific publications are heavily cited by scientists from several universities in over 20 countries, including Great Britain.
Wonderful. And as a Jamaican, that really makes me proud. Not only do we have a distinguished guest that is Jamaican, but he's helping kids not only in Jamaica but all over the world. And I think Dr. Ingram is on now, so I'd like to welcome him. Dr. Ingram, are you there?
Yes. Hello. Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, very well. We were just talking about you and having our listeners and guests know what an important figure you are in the arena of education.
thank you.
And
very much.
This evening we're going to be talking about your special event and the purpose. And we want you to just feel free to fill us in.
Okay. I just got a chance to dial in.
Okay,
so
well, welcome.
Sure, what was said of, about the event, upcoming event?
Well, we have not. We were just talking about you and your passion for education.
Okay.
And as busy as you are with, you know, what you're doing, you have time, you have taken the time to lend a hand to the children in Jamaica and over Atlanta. So we want you to give us a little more information about this particular project.
Right. Well, all you said regarding taking time to do what we do, that would not be possible were it not for the assistance of some very highly talented Jamaican that's spread across Atlanta. So this organization called Benevolent Missions of Atlanta is pretty much staffed by a wide range of highly talented, high-caliber people in Atlanta. And they made my life in being a president much more easier and much more successful.
Oh, that's great.
So I want to pay some respect to them at the onset.
Of course.
But, so today, actually, I'm on your program to sort of tell your listeners about a wonderful fundraising event that these individuals that I talk about, that they have put together to raise funds to advance our mission. Our mission, as you said, is to focus on helping some at-risk kids in Jamaica and also in the Metro Atlanta area to provide some additional education opportunities for them to go on to school. We focus primarily on the primary school age level, elementary primary school age level, because we want to sort of make an impact at their life form where we think we can make the greatest change. So we focus on the primary level education.
And what age group is that, Doctor?
Well, I've never been able to correlate the age group with the grade level.
All right.
But pretty much elementary level, I always get them mixed up.
Mm-hmm.
But elementary level, pretty much they go to high school at age 12 or 13, they go on to high school.
Right.
So the age group before that, you're talking about maybe age 7 through 12 years
right.
old.
So actually you believe that the foundation is important.
Yes. Just above the early childhood education, because I know that in Jamaica there is a great momentum, a great push now by the government and educators alike to focus on early childhood education, because, again, they know that you have to catch these children early to sort of change their course in the right direction.
Right.
So we thought that we could make an impact at the next level up, the primary level education. And the need is great across all levels of education, from elementary or early childhood up to tertiary. But we can't focus on everything, you know, because resources are limited.
Right.
So we concentrate our effort in just one area, and maybe some other people, other groups can take another grade level and focus on that, you know.
Correct. I understand. And how long has the mission been functioning?
Well, most of the individuals in this organization have been serving in odd organizations for a long time, you know, in different capacities.
Right.
But this particular organization, we came together to focus on this mission for about 2.5 years now. 2.5 going on 3 years now. So we launched this organization about 2005, if I'm not mistaken. And we are a registered 501c3 organization. And pretty much all we focus on is raising money to do what I said we set out to do earlier.
Right. And is this raised through events? Is that your primary source?
We have sort of three-pronged approach to how we raise money. One of them is hosting events, such as this upcoming tea party or something like a golf tournament. We host a successful one back in April of this year, very successful.
Great.
And all the events, we try to host events that can yield high net return, so to speak, you know.
Right.
So, right, because it takes a lot of effort and planning to host these events. So the events, one of the sources of how we raise money, one of the sources, the second way we do it is by inviting donors, you know, people who can, of means, or just anybody who can make a contribution anyway, just to make a contribution, a donation to the organization. And then the third way we do it is to write grants and for to philanthropic organizations or to corporations and foundations to earn that kind of money.
Okay. I see. Donna, did you have a question for Dr.?
Yes, I did. Well, first and foremost, I guess one of the things that I would like for you to do, if you don't mind, is give your website address so that people can visit that. And if they want to, they can, you know, leave a donation or volunteer or however they feel the need. Would you like to give that for everyone or some contact information?
Sure. Our website is benevolentmissions.com.
Okay.
Benevolentmission.com, and a phone number to call is 404-307-7196. That's 404-307-7196.
I'm sorry. I also noticed that at some point in time, your Benevolent Missions of Atlanta is actually done some things in terms of establishing computer laboratories and some of the schools, actually visiting some of the schools. Is that correct?
Yes, sure. So we don't only raise money and sort of pass it on to the schools. We actually have a hands-on approach to how we make an impact. So, for example, our first project was to develop a computer lab at St. Anne's Bay Primary School, and we furnished a room, one of these rooms, with several new computers, and we also offer scholarships to about four kids who we were identified as at-risk kids. These kids are identified by a team comprised of the principal, the guidance counselor, and so on, who survey the school and find, you know, the most needy or the most suitable kids to fit our criteria. So a combination of instructional needs, breed a computer lab, and to meet the also financial needs. That's our model. And so we divide the country in six regions just to pattern the Ministry of Education. And we'll choose a school, a primary school, in each region and begin to work with them.
Mm.
So we have gone through one region already, that is St. Anne's Bay Primary School, and we have funds and are still raising more funds to expand into several other regions across the country. And then we will stay with these schools and see these students that we are mentoring or supporting, see them through until they go to high school, and take a new set in the same school and keep moving them up. And members of our organization go to Jamaica on a regular basis. So whenever they go there, they will make it the point of their duty to go to the school and to talk with these kids and do a little bit of sort of mentoring and sort of advising, you know, how lifestyle advising, career, this, that, and whatever, you know, just talk to the students. So we get to know them. We keep track of their reports and, you know, advise the school as to, you know, whether they are satisfactory or we need to see some improvements and so on. So we stay in touch.
I'm sorry. Do you have a program that checks with them once they leave that school and go on further, or you're not at that stage yet?
We're not at that stage yet, but certainly at least we'd like to, our mission is to sort of graduate them onto high school. So,
right.
So we want to move them into high school. And then at that point, we just begin to sort of monitor just basically where did they go after we were sort of finished with them, so to speak.
Well,
we sort of keep in touch and, you know, would like to sort of keep an eye on these students to see what, you know, the outcome, so to speak.
Yes,
and
Dr.
here, go ahead.
I said in marketing we call that inspect what you expect.
Okay.
So that's more or less what you say your team is doing.
Right.
They're going down there and they're really having a hands-on experience with them. And I'm sure that is also very meaningful to the children.
Right.
You know, it's not just sending money or sending stuff, mm-hmm. but just that personal touch sometimes can make a world of difference.
Right.
And, you know, I think that is very commendable that your team will take it to that level, really.
Right.
So would you like to tell us a little bit about what is happening on Sunday? I know that perhaps the ticket sales are closed, but just to give some of the people who are planning to attend some of what will be what is planned and who will be there.
Well, as I mentioned before, I'm just the face on the event, but the hardworking people are behind the scenes doing all the work. They have communicated to me today that the venue was willing to allow them to accept some additional folks up until, say, Friday. So those who were thinking of coming or are maybe inspired by what I'm saying and would like to support us can go online, actually, and buy the ticket through our website. It's a secure website, a regular PayPal secure system, and several people have been buying tickets online. So this opportunity still exists for that to happen. But that would have to cut off on Friday because, as you know how these things work, they have to cater for a certain number of people. And,
right. So you got an extension till Friday. So that's great to
yeah.
know. And Donna, would you read off the website so that some of our listeners that, as he said, are late, we are known to be that way sometimes.
Right. Yes, well, again, it's www.benevolent, that's BENEVOLENTMISSIONS.com, benevolentmissions.com. And as a matter of fact, I went on there and purchased some tickets myself. And I just want to know, ask you, you know, in relationship to the benevolent missions, I was noticing that you all actually have like a summer robotics program, as well as you've teamed up with Hands On Atlanta, things like that that you've done.
Oh,
I mean,
yes,
can you
we
kind
do,
of talk?
You know, we believe in giving back to society, to the society from whence we get the resources that we are working in Jamaica. So we strongly believe in doing some work here in Metro Atlanta area. And we started a mentoring program at Sammy E. Cohen Middle School in Atlanta. And we work closely with the superintendent of Atlanta Public School, Beverly Hall, who is a member of our advisory board and be one of our special guests on Sunday. And we work closely with her to identify, you know, schools that has a large number of at-risk children. And this is one school that she identified that we could work with. And so we started a mentoring program with the school. And over the past two summers, we have organized with Kennesaw State University to host several of these students from Sammy E. Cohen Middle School in a summer robotics program where they learn to write computer programs and build robots and program them and
wow.
just sort of excite them into pursuing careers
right.
into
mm-hmm.
in the math and science and so on. So we had a very successful year last year and also a very successful year this year.
Wow.
In addition to that, that's just an outreach of the mentoring program because we go there sometimes and sort of try to develop a one-on-one mentoring relationship with the students we're talking about. That's been a sort of a challenge because, you know, I don't know if you've been involved in mentoring, but mentoring takes some getting used to or get going into, you know,
right.
to know how to mentor properly. So it's a work in progress, but we've been very successful so far. We've had some success so far.
That is great, you know, because I noticed just reading, you know, I don't have small children. My youngest is quite a woman of in her 30s, so I'm sort of out of the loop with that. But I do keep up with what's going on as much as I can because I do have a passion for children and know that they're our future. And if we don't invest time and resources in them, then, you know, there's no future. And I'm sure that as individuals and especially those of us who know the importance of education. We need to be doing as much as we can for all children, and I must commend you because you're not just helping the children in Jamaica, but all the children here in Atlanta in that particular group that you were talking about. It didn't
right.
matter whether they're from Jamaica or the U.S. or Cuba or wherever. Am
right.
I correct?
No. It's just that, you know, you're correct. We are open to helping just wherever the help is needed.
Right.
But as you know, we have to be sort of focused, limit ourselves to where our capacity is. So right now we do Jamaica and United States. And if your listeners want
no,
to...
No, I meant the children in the program, like from
oh,
the school
no.
that you took
right.
from. They're not necessarily
yes.
from Jamaica.
Right.
Are they?
No, they don't. No, the students
they
are...
from anywhere.
Right. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay, that's what I meant. Not that you're going to Cuba. That would be sort of far away.
Yeah.
But in the programs that you have here locally,
yes,
it wouldn't matter what the ethnic background of the child is.
Oh no, not at all. Not at
right.
all.
So
but students who are children who might be at risk.
Risk. Just as long as they're at
of
risk.
Socioeconomic, ethnic. Religious have no bearing on that, on how
right.
we do.
That's the part I'm commending you on. So when people donate, they
right.
know they're donating for the education of all children.
All
as
children.
It should be.
All children.
Right,
yeah.
right.
Now,
so
Doctor, can I ask you, your IT Centers for Excellence, are those centers that you're establishing in Jamaica and some of these schools that you've selected, or are those something that you're doing here in the United States?
Well, no, those, as indicated, are supposed to be in Jamaica. Those are being in Jamaica, the schools that we are working with.
Oh, okay.
And, right.
Okay, great. Now, what is you said that there's a school that you've been working with some schools. What is your selection process for that?
Well, we work closely with the Minister of Education in Jamaica and the Jamaica Teachers Association, and develop some sort of guidelines and criteria by which we use to select a school. Now. In Jamaica, as you walk across the island, you can pick any school down there. Maybe 90% could need some help
mm-hmm.
in elementary school. So selecting the school is a very difficult criteria because, you know, you go from one to the other, they could all deal with some help, right? So what we would do then is focus on, decide that we're going to focus on one of those six regions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then our team from here will go to Jamaica and find a few schools and evaluate the needs that exist in those schools. And based on what that panel of individuals bring back to BMA here, our team here will sit down and decide which of the schools they want to focus on, just based on need. And like one thing might be the readiness of the school to accept what we are trying to introduce there.
Mm.
So some school might have the need but might not have the interface to accept what you're trying to do. So if you try and set up a computer lab and the school don't have a building to host it and all that, those kind of
right.
things, it might be a futile attempt. So,
right.
so at the same time, you don't want to give the product to the schools that already, you know, have enough at the moment to go around.
Okay.
So it's to balance those things across each other to see how we come up with a school. And so we work closely, you know, with the Ministry of the Jamaica Teachers Association leadership is a friend of BMA,
uh-huh.
and the Ministry of Education leadership is a friend of BMA, even though BMA has no political affiliation.
Right.
But we work closely with the people who are in education, and let them guide us as to how we can effectively spend the money to get the best benefit from it. So a whole lot of selection criteria to pick the school, and then within the school to find the students. There are some criteria that we have defined for the organization.
That is great. Well, I'd like to talk a little bit more about what's going to be happening this weekend, since
okay.
we have until Friday. Today
yes.
is just Wednesday, so we have Thursday and Friday. for our callers to know that they can join you and the reigning Prime Minister's wife, who is Mrs.
Yes.
Lorna Golding?
Golding, right.
Yes, will
so,
be the next speaker.
Right. And I'm commending her because with the current hurricane situation in Jamaica, it was easy for her to sort of cancel her plans to come here, because
mm-hmm.
a lot of need for her to lead the country through that sort of natural disaster.
Yes.
But nevertheless, she identified this mission as so important that she sort of rearranged her plans and still planned to be. So she will be here as our special guest, and Dr. Beverly Hall, sort of well-respected superintendent here in Atlanta, will be here. Over there, and Jewel Scott, the current district attorney from Clayton County, also very well known in the, very active in the community, and they are all members of our advisory board, these two. She'll be there as well. So these are sort of the ladies who are headlining, if you will, the event.
Yes.
The event will be from 1 to 5 p.m., at the Villa Cristina. I've never been there. It's a wonderful, absolutely fabulous place.
Yes, it is. It's in the perimeter area, right?
Right?
So it's sort of centrally located, I would say.
Right.
Right off of 285.
Right. 4000 Summit Boulevard in Atlanta, in the perimeter mall area. And
yes.
The other thing is that men, I understand, like myself, traditionally I don't go to tea parties.
Uh-huh.
But somehow this time I'm realizing that a lot of ladies are bringing out their spouses.
Very good, very good.
That's and it's unusual to me because I'm going to be there myself, and I understand that several of the males around here are going to be there. They're going to be there. So if some of your listeners wanted to come, some of your male listeners, just let them know that they won't be alone. There will be several men there.
That's right. And if we all think of it that we are contributing to children both in Jamaica and in the Atlanta area, then,
right.
We'll come out in full force
right.
to support it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as I said, the children are definitely the future of all the cultures around the world. If we don't educate our children and
right.
help our children, then the whole world going to be in serious problems.
Of course, yes.
And although there are needs everywhere, we have to take care of the needs that are in our backyards.
Of course.
So I just encourage everyone to come out and support the event. Get online and purchase your ticket before Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not able to purchase the ticket, at least give a donation. Is there a minimum amount people can give, or it doesn't matter?
Oh, no minimum. You can actually donate online,
uh-huh.
or you can send in a donation check to Benevolent Missions of Atlanta, BMA, at P.O. Box 941-485 Atlanta, Georgia, 31141. So that's BMA, P.O. Box 941-485 Atlanta, Georgia, 31141.
And it is tax deductible.
It is tax deductible. We are 501c3 organization, charitable organization, so...
Okay, and if someone donates online, Dr. Ingram, do they get a receipt or something that they can use for their taxes?
Yeah, of course.
How
yes.
does that
they
work?
They will get a receipt online. If that doesn't work, we will see the donation and we will forward a receipt to the person.
Okay, very good. Is there anything special besides those guests that is going to be going on Sunday?
Sure.
As
the organizers advised me, there will be a meal, of course, lunch. There will be entertainment. Dawn Marie Virtue will do some of the vocals, the singing. There will be music from, you know, instrumental, classic, whatever. There will be, I understand, a parade of hats and some other surprise entertainment that I'm not privy to, you know. But
oh,
they
surprised me, you too.
Right. So they promised me an elegant afternoon for the ladies and the men, you know, and I have no reason to doubt these people they have done before. Every time they organize an event for BMA, they surprise me with the quality of the product they put on. So I stand ready to see them deliver a quality product.
Well, that I think they will. And we love surprises, so I'm sure that everybody, it's going to be fun as
yes.
well as educational, because, you know, we will get to find out more about what's going on. And I think it's always good to be out and about with people who are interested in the same things you're interested in. You know, people of like minds getting together and supporting each other and supporting a cause.
Right.
Donna, did you have any further questions for Dr. Ingram?
I think
we have another caller. I don't know if they have other callers are listening online, and they usually just listen and quietly.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing would be for people, you know, probably they'll want to go to your website. Again, that's www.benevolentmissions.com and see some of the wonderful pictures that you all have there visiting the schools and some of the fundraising events that you've had. I think that one of the things that people are always concerned about with some of the programs is making sure that the funds are going where they should be going. And I think that you've pretty much covered that. You not only are you providing the funds, but you all are actually visiting there. And I guess the thing to ask you would be if, you know, you have people that are listening, you know, what other areas of need would you all have for at the Benevolent Mission or for the Benevolent Mission?
Well, the premise on which BMA was founded was that there are lots of people in the Metro Atlanta area, Jamaicans and even friends of Jamaica, with tremendous amount of talent or connections or financial resources that they can leverage to help us to realize our mission. So if anybody is listening who think they have the talent, the time, or the resources that they can leverage to help us to realize this mission, then they are welcome to be a member or a friend of the Benevolent Missions of Atlanta. And we host a meeting every first Tuesday of the month at the Madeline restaurant in Perimeter Mall area. And with a very open organization, welcome to all resourceful people. There's a membership, you know, fee to join, and you know, welcome everyone to come and be part of this. You know.
Great.
Yeah. And that's
well,
the one more thing. As you all know, that these things are sometimes not possible that some people out there as an organization sort of bearing the brunt of the, you know, the cost. So I don't know if I'm allowed to at least
acknowledge. Sure, yes, go right ahead.
And this includes Jamaica World Travel, Air Jamaica, Atlanta Hartsfield Airport, and KCB Company. I hope I didn't leave anybody out, but they were very supportive of what we're doing, and I just like to acknowledge them.
And we thank them too. And Dr. Ingram, this show will be archived at the Blog Talk Radio's website, and also on our website that we'll be launching in perhaps another week, which is www.backyardlabrish.com.
Okay.
And we are dedicated to supporting all the efforts that help to retain and celebrate our culture because, you know, as we Jamaicans, we're all over the world, and people from all over the world listen to this, to the Blog Talk Radio shows too. But, you know, we're always out there doing what we can to help.
Right.
So we invite everyone to, you can invite your supporters to listen to the show if they wish, because it will be online. And we can send you a copy for your website.
Yes. Well, I just want to sort of commend you guys on the tremendous job you're doing, and very, very tremendous job, and hope to see you grow from strength to strength.
Thank you very much. Wow. We're looking forward to it. And we hope to have you back on the show with us when you have your next show planned. You know, hopefully we'll have it way ahead so we can help to promote the ticket sales and have as many of our listeners as possible come to your event. One question I had, do you have any chapters in any other city?
Oh, not yet, not yet.
Not
right
yet.
Now we're just based in Atlanta.
Right, you're getting things off the ground here and cemented first.
Yes.
Well, good. Well, very, very good, Dr. Ingram. We really appreciate you being on the show. We thank you, and we thank all your supporters and helpers. And we plan to be at the show on Sunday. We know it's going to be a fun event, and we're looking forward to meeting all the dignitaries and just having, as a matter of fact, we have a couple of kids that are coming because we want to expose them, you know, to all of this.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very excited about it, right? Donna, my co-host, are you
there? Yes, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes.
And I just want to say that on our website, we're inviting Friends of Jamaica to be part of our community and to help us, you know, spread the word about all the wonderful things that we're passionate about. Like we are, next week we'll be talking with another Jamaican organization that is having a 10K walk for some of their programs that they're passionate about, you know. So it's a community helping each other, which is really what, you know, life is all about. We all have to help each other in whatever way we can. So we want to commend you and welcome you, and we'll be spreading each other's words, right?
Of course, yes. Certainly we'll, I think we have already communicated this, your website and what you're doing to the BMA organization, and we think that as a conduit, the word will get out, at least whatever we can do to get the word out, you know, about what you're doing, the tremendous job that you guys are doing.
Well,
using
thank
this,
you so much.
About the meeting as an alternative to some of the more traditional way of
right,
doing things.
Right. So we're combining this talk show with our website. Because, you know, a lot of, some of our listeners are not very techie and they are not as comfortable with surfing online and going online, you know, even to buy tickets. That's why it's always good to have an alternative.
Right.
And so we have the radio and we have the website, and we can interact both sides together and merge them and just have some fun and help some people, and I'm just having a wonderful time.
wonderful.
All right. Okay. Well, Donna, do you have anything else? Do we have any other callers with a question? Sometimes our callers are a little shy. They just prefer to listen.
Of course, yes.
Yes.
Well, I just say that I'm looking forward to it, and actually bringing my daughters to my two daughters with me, and they were pretty excited about it when I told them that we were going. All they know is that it's a tea, and they're just excited about the whole idea of going to a tea. And so we're pretty excited about it. I'm looking forward to bringing them and letting them experience that. And just my whole thing is, even as a parent, just getting my children involved in something just a little bit bigger than themselves. And so they feel knowing that just by them going that they're contributing and they're helping, and hopefully a lot of other people will see it that way as well, that, you know, one being that it's a tax write-off, you know, you can write it off, but you can help child at the same time, and, you know, what a great opportunity to light the light of a child.
Of course, yes, yes. So,
amen.
Well, thank you very much for having me, and I'm saying thanks on behalf of all the people in the organization who is organizing this event. So thank you very much for hosting me this evening, and all the best of the program.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Ingram. It was a pleasure having you, and we thank all your helpers for their help, and we're looking forward to a very successful evening on Sunday at Villa Christina between 1 and 5 to Education to a T. And that was very good billing, whoever thought that up. It was very good, and we look forward to seeing you there.
Thank you. Look forward to
seeing
you all.
Thank you
much. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
And again, they can. Anyone who wants to purchase tickets can still go to www.benevolentmissions.com. That's all one word, benevolentmissions.com. And they can purchase tickets right there online under PayPal, so it's a secured site and it's a tax write-off, and make a difference. And so highly encourage everyone to go there and support them. And even if you can't attend the event, it doesn't hurt to make a donation, and then you can still write it off on your taxes because they have a donation area, they have a membership area, they have a sponsorship area, and then they have a buy now if you want to attend their fundraiser. So highly recommend, you know, anyone that's listening in or tuning in online to, you know, go there and support this wonderful organization.
And another thing, you know, high tea is a very sort of English custom, and it might not be very popular here in the United States. As a matter of fact, I don't know that it is. Donna, you're an American. Can you tell me if that you're familiar with, is that something that Americans do?
No, for the most part, when we look at tea, we look at it as a certain special event that you plan and coordinate just for that particular moment. It's not something that we do like daily, as I would assume you're talking about it from an English perspective. But when we do it, where it's like a party, you know, it's like the birthday
party.
Well,
that's how we do it in Jamaica, too, only perhaps we do it a little more often.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You.
I always thought that you all had tea every day around noon or something.
Well,
but
some people do. That's very, you know, the English tradition to have tea in the afternoon, tea and crumpets. However, in Jamaica, it's not necessarily a daily thing all the time. But most of the hotels, there's always high tea going on at certain times at certain hotels, so you can just stop in for tea, or it can be a planned occasion, as you say. But I didn't know that it's an American custom to have a tea party, is it?
Well, what they have are what's called tea houses, where there'll be a physical location that's set up.
Right, I'm familiar with those, yes.
That's pretty much the way it is. It's not like I would host a tea event here. It's a house that's or a business that's established specifically for the purpose of having events centered around having tea.
Right.
And so then you would reserve your space there and either have your party or your meeting, and you invite people for that particular day and time, but you wouldn't do it, you know, like all the time, just like renting a hotel space for that particular time. Yeah.
I'm familiar with that. Yes.
Specialty events.
Yes.
it's pretty neat. And a lot of them, what they do is they will, for instance, for the children, they will have them to dress up in their little princess gowns or, you know, maybe, you know, some nice, you know, dress clothes and hats and gloves and things like that.
Right.
It becomes a really special occasion for them. And then you'll have women that meet at the particular tea house and they will all wear hats and gloves or something. And they'll meet for that particular meeting, but that's just, you know, for that particular occasion.
Right. I have a caller who's raising her hand, so I hope it's a her. Caller from 770-941. Hello. This is Backyard Labrish. Who am I speaking with? Hello.
Oh, I must have hit my hand thingy or something.
Oh, because you hit your hand thing. So it's you. Okay. Yes, Donna, so you were saying?
Yeah, so pretty much what, you know, that's pretty much just the way that we normally would do, you know, tea here. Now, for you are in Jamaica, is that the same way or is it something a little bit different?
Yes, I'm sitting on the radio.
And we pretty much, you know, like I said, I was telling the doctor earlier, pretty much looking forward to it because for my girls, again, it's a special occasion. They get an opportunity to, you know, dress up and then come to tea with other, you know, well, actually at this time it would be ladies and men and all, but it's a special occasion for them and they're really, really looking forward to it.
Great.
Is that how it's done in Jamaica, or is it different?
When people there's still a lot of it going on. You know, I've moved away from Jamaica almost for 50 years, so I have not really been back since 1985. But I do understand that there's some of the hotels in Kingston where you just stop in for high tea, it's called. And a lot of the Jamaicans do that. You know, they stop in on a regular basis during that time period. And I suppose they might have friends that they hang out with. You know, I suppose it would be a non-alcoholic, what do they call that after work thing that people go to the bar and do? Happy hour.
Okay.
non-alcoholic happy hour.
my
goodness.
We had always thought of tea being something that you always had at noontime, not noon.
No. It's an afternoon affair, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Afternoon. I think it's between lunch and dinner. And you would have tea, yes.
Okay.
Not necessarily. Noon is lunchtime.
Okay.
So you would have a tea in between lunch and dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So now I have a caller, 770-310. Are you on, caller? Hello? Oh, I guess they're a silent listener. So I wanted to talk a little bit, Donna, about our program for next week and also the website a little. Do you want to expand on that for our listeners?
Yeah, sure. Well, on next Tuesday at the same time at 8 p.m., we will be having an interview with the representative of Integrity Children's Fund. And what they're doing is this is their fourth annual Jamaican Youth Educational 10K Walk. And it's going to be on Saturday. The walk itself is on Saturday, September the 20th, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. And it'll be at the Big Creek Greenway in Alpharetta, Georgia. And the best way that I can tell you, you can register online at www.integritychildrensfund.com. That's spelled INTEGRITYCHILDRENS fund, FUND.com. And you want to do that by, they have all the way up until the 19th for you to be able to register. And the registration fee is pretty small. It's $5 for children and students who are under the age of 18 and $10 for adults. And it goes to support helping, again, this is another educational fund for needy children of Jamaica and, help to provide them with materials and educational support. And so they, too, are a 501c charitable organization. And, again, just like the other organization, was just pretty much born out of the desire to better meet the needs, the educational needs of at-risk children in Jamaica. And thus far, my understanding is they provided approximately $40,000 a year for the years that they have been in business. And their particular area that they focus on is something, it's called Trenchtown. And it's a Christian school there that they are restoring, and they have learning centers and preparatory schools that they're supporting and rural St. Andrews. And these schools are considered beacons of hope in poverty-ridden and often volatile communities, and they provide a Christian-based education to meet the spiritual, intellectual, and emotional needs of their students. And the principals and staff of these schools, my understanding is they are, loving, and they're changing the lives of these students just one child at a time. And, again, all the donations are tax-deductible. The walk is on the 20th, register online by the 19th, and our conversation will be had on the 9th of September, which is a Tuesday at 8 p.m. At the same number. And so, just want to recommend that everyone tune in and, also participate if they can in supporting this particular project.
And, Donna, you want to give out our call-in number?
Yes.
So that people are not on their computers. First of all, you can listen online or call.
Yes, 718-766-4558, 718-766-4558. And, again, that's at 8 p.m. on the 9th of September, and it's, definitely recommend that, people tune in. Ask any questions that you might have to just make sure that you feel comfortable with what, your support and see what else you can offer or add to help in this particular mission.
As I said, our children are our future, the future of the entire world. So we need to really come out in full force and support them. I'd like to remind all our listeners that you're listening to Backyard Labrish Talk Show. And we thank you for listening, and next week, hopefully, we will be announcing the launch of our web community, which is www.backyardlabrish.com. That's all in one. And Jamaicans know what a labrish is in the backyard, so the web community is going to be fun. It's going to be educational, and it's going to be enlightening, and we're just so excited to share all of this with Jamaicans and friends of Jamaica, like Donna is. We have a lot of friends of Jamaica and Jamaicans, and we want everybody to come visit our backyard. So we will be announcing our launch on our next broadcast, which is next Tuesday at 8. Right, Donna?
Yes.
So with that, we are going to say good night. Donna, do you want to say anything before we go?
No, just looking forward to this weekend's event. Again, just have everyone to they would like to purchase tickets before or by Friday, you can go to www.benevolentmissions.com. And even if you listen to this broadcast after that time, I would highly recommend going there and just looking and seeing what it is that they're doing, what their mission statement is. They're looking for mentors. They're looking for whatever help or assistance that someone might want to provide to make a difference in a child's life. And that's one of the things that we're looking at doing is supporting organizations like this that are trying to make a difference one child at a time. And hopefully our listeners will be in tune to do just that, help a child one child at a time. Back to you, Ms. Margaret.
Okay. Well, I just want to ask everyone to come to our website once we're live. You can go there now anyhow because we do have some information telling you what the community will be all about. And it is really for everyone that has an interest in culture. We invite Jamaicans with a story to come tell their story to us. You know, everyone, you know, history is the recording facts as they happened, but there's nothing like personal stories that people have lived and experienced that is so precious and rich. And hearing from people who have lived through different situations in their lives, in different places, from all over the world is great. So we are sharing our Jamaican stories, and we hope that everyone will come and share their stories, and we'll have a lot of comments and listeners and questions, right? We're anxious to have people ask us so we can tell them.
Yes, yes. And I just want to say that, you know, I think that one of the things that's pretty neat about this particular event that's happening this weekend is that you have someone like the, you know, wife of the Prime Minister of Jamaica, and you have an opportunity to actually meet, you know, people like this at events like this, and, you know, you become the sum total of the people that you hang around, and why not hang around people of this caliber and meet other people just like that? And so having this opportunity is really great, you know, from different perspectives. And so I just recommend that everyone think about that and think about supporting this particular event and spreading the word. You know, let someone else know, because it's one thing, you know, I kind of always equate it to, you know, for us, Martin Luther King, it's one thing for him to walk, you know, walk to Selma, but it was so much more powerful to join arms with other individuals of different nationalities and that, but all saw the benefit of going in that particular direction for that particular cause. And that's what you have here. I mean, particularly with the hurricane, for the wife of the Prime Minister to come from Jamaica for this particular event and support this educational event and all is really saying a lot about her and about the people that are putting on this particular event. And so we should join hands with them and supporting this particular event and spreading the word, not just me cross the line, but I'm going to make sure to call some other people and find out, wouldn't they like to attend this particular event, particularly since it's been extended through Friday.
Yeah, great, great, great. Well, Donna, I want to thank you for being my co-host, and we just love having friends, you know, of Jamaica and of Jamaicans, and we will definitely see you next week. And there is, if you're listening online, you can set a reminder for your computer to remind you about attending the show whenever we have shows planned. So this is Backyard Lab, and we are about to go off the air, but we want you to remember us. We want to be on your minds. So remember Backyard Labrish, and remember to tune in next week and get on our mailing list. So, Donna, say good night.
All right. Well, good night, everyone.
It's good
great talking to everyone
from Margaret,
it.
And we hope to see you all next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello. Hello? Hello?